This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Mark Haney. The ads for Black Friday, that huge shopping day after Thanksgiving, have been out for weeks now. In fact, they seem to arrive earlier and earlier each year. The day marks the start of a period when retailers expect to see their profits rise. And the day's also been slipping somewhat in importance to retailers, though, and customers, and it's no longer the busiest shopping day of the year. Black Friday also ushers in Small Business Saturday, Cyber Monday, and Giving Tuesday. Here to talk about the economic impact of Black Friday and to offer advice for making sure that that great deal you see advertised really is a great deal, our economics professor and academic director for the Masters in Applied Economics at the University of Cincinnati, Michael Jones, and Cincinnati BBB Community Outreach Specialist Sandra Guile. You can be part of the conversation at 513-419-7100, email talk at wvxu.org, or find us on Facebook or Twitter. And Michael and Sandra, good to see both of you this afternoon.
It's great to see you, Mark.
What's the story? Because I keep hearing different things, Michael. The story behind how Black Friday got its name originally.
Sure. Black Friday got its name because it's at that time of the year that a lot of retailers become financially positive. So black is an indication that you're making money. And so up until this point, a lot of retailers are struggling. And so they need that big rush of consumers to come in to push them over the edge.
So it's an old accounting term, right? If you're in the black, you're showing a profit. If you're in the red, you're losing money.
That's right.
Now, overall, how big a day is Black Friday for retailers?
What's huge? One of the things we've recently seen is that the National Retail Federation has projected about a 3.5% increase in sales this year relative to last year. And in terms of what that means for our local economy, we know that Cincinnati is pretty much an economic bellwether for the rest of the country. Just as we've seen that they're a political bellwether for the rest of the country, mm-hmm. we know that they're an economic bellwether as well. And so we expect to see that same lift, actually probably a little bit higher here in the Cincinnati region.
Yeah, but nationally, what's the number? It produces like $300 million in sales. Is that right, somewhere in that neighborhood?
It produces about $655
billion. Billion, okay.
Yeah, it's a big deal.
Billion, yeah, it's a lot of money.
Way off then.
Right.
In Mark's world, it's a little bit smaller.
that is an impressive number, and you're talking about the effect that it has locally. I mean, how much does this trickle down to Cincinnati and northern Kentucky?
Well, we see, again, if Ohio is quite a bit of a bellwether, and we know that that 3.5% lift, we're going to see that here locally.
We'll see that same thing?
I actually think we'll see quite a little bit higher. We know that Cincinnati's economy is doing slightly better than the rest of the country, and you can't have your retail sales run too far ahead of the economic strength. So one of the things we've seen is we have wages are up about 3% in this area. We have increased employment, and so we know that the increased wages and increased number of people are going to drive sales.
If you follow the trend, is Black Friday as big as it used to be? Has it lost some of its significance because of all the other things that have popped up around it, Cyber Monday and...
Well, one of the things we know is that with the increased growth of online shopping, that consumers now can begin to not only look ahead and plan for what they're going to do on that day, but they can also begin to make those purchases even earlier. And so retailers are responding to this increased demand to begin to make your purchases online. And so you're right, we're not seeing the same demand for that one day that we have in the past.
Wouldn't you say it's kind of true, too, that they're using their electronic devices and kind of doing some comparison shopping even before they go out?
Absolutely. And the retailers are understanding this. The online retailers are more than happy to share their prices with the consumers because they want the consumer to go into the store, look it up on their iPhone or their phone, and then purchase it from them.
And that's driven a lot of the we keep seeing advertising for this earlier and earlier and earlier, and the online and the
Before
social media
Halloween.
Presence. Yeah, has actually contributed to that.
Yeah, in economics, this is a cooperation problem, right? So retailers would be happy not to be open on Thanksgiving Day, right? Because mm-hmm. they might save money on not having to pay for their workers, or they'd like to give that time off. But the problem is if one retailer cheats and opens 2 hours earlier, then that retailer gets the disproportionate advantage relative to everyone else. And so it's a coordination
sense.
Problem.
That yeah. makes sense.
Do we have a breakdown between the impact with small businesses and, say, larger businesses, Michael?
Right. One of the things that we've seen is that small businesses, where you define a small business in retail terms of having less than 50 employees, about 25% of customers have indicated that they're going to shop there. Now, while it might not be as large as we might hope, those consumers actually spend a larger proportion of their spending in a small business relative to a discount or department store. And that amount is about $900. We expect that consumers are going to spend about $900 over the entire holiday season. And that includes gifts, that includes decorations and things like that. But it's a big amount of money.
Sandra, of course, we're talking about small businesses. Now we have Small Business Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
So we started with Black Friday. Now we have Cyber Monday, and now we have Small Business Saturday. So tell me about that. How's that impact?
Small Business Saturday was actually started by an accredited business known as American Express. And it's taken off since then because it's encouraging people to spend their money within their community. And it means that you're going to go to the small mom and pop shop. You're going to find a unique item, a unique gift for somebody that maybe you just have a real hard time buying for. And it also makes it a little more intimate as well, because maybe it's not as busy as, say, Black Friday. So you're not fighting traffic and crowds and everything else. So it's a really cool event. It happens the day after Black Friday. And it also means that more of your money is going to stay within the community. And I think he's got some numbers for you for that, too.
Yeah.
Right. No, we know that when the dollars stay in the community, they're going to hire other workers in that supply chain. Those workers who receive the wages, they're going to keep that spending in the community as well.
So how long has Small Business Saturday been around, Sandra?
It has been around. You caught me off guard. It's been around for about, 5 years? I think it's been 3 to 5 years right now. And as he was saying, it's growing in popularity only because people are looking for those unique gifts. And a lot of them use social media, Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, to advertise their deals.
And what about Cyber Monday? I mean, that's been around for about 10 years now,
At least 10 years.
At least 10 years. How much has that grown over the years?
Well, online is almost the largest amount or place where consumers do their shopping. About 59% of consumers have indicated this year that they're going to be shopping online, and that's grown dramatically. In a few years, that is going to be the most popular destination for shopping.
Hmm. So since the concept of shopping small started, Sandra, how much of an impact has it had in communities where retailers are located?
Well, I mean, shopping habits change. I mean, 82% of shoppers will consult with their phones while they're in the store, and what they're doing is looking up reviews on a product or service, and what they're going to do is going to read reviews about that small business. And it might be about a store that they've never been into, so they're going to look and see what other people are saying about that, and you say, hey, I'm going to go check this out. And once they do, they have a positive experience, and that leads to a positive customer review, and they can tell all their friends and family about it, which is then going to lead to a very positive customer business relationship that will continue on into the next year, which is a good thing.
Yeah, so this has a lot of impact for small
business. Oh, absolutely,
yes. What should consumers be most concerned about as they start this holiday shopping season? I mean, what kinds of things do you advise them to be on the lookout for?
Cybersecurity and the use of free Wi-Fi.
Okay.
Those are the two biggies.
So if you're doing your shopping on free Wi-Fi, be very cautious about that.
Absolutely. I mean, it doesn't hurt to look at maybe the ads at the business that you're shopping. Perfectly fine, but what I would recommend is not logging in or releasing any personal information on that Wi-Fi, because somebody could easily walk by and snatch it. It should be fine to look at prices or comparing deals while you're using it, but just don't log in to your personal account or anything financial, because there could be somebody looking over your shoulder or maybe have another device that could hack into your information.
You know, one of the things I heard is that a lot of the deals that you see on Black Friday in particular are just repeats of deals that were offered the previous year. So how much caution should you exercise? How do you really know if that deal is a good deal?
There's two things you can do. You can call the store and say, hey, is this really real?
So don't be afraid to ask.
Don't be afraid to ask. Of course, you can always go to the website and take a look at it. Make sure it's a legitimate website, though. It's actually the retailer of which you plan to do business with.
So more advice for us on making sure that your whole shopping experience is a safe one.
Okay. Well, social media is part of the norm when it comes to sharing information. So advertising a small business or promoting events, it's also a wide open platform for public opinion. So make sure you read the information that's posted and then check it out with the business with BBB before buying it. I mean, it always doesn't hurt to do a little bit of research before you actually go into the store and make your purchase. When you're purchasing online, make sure you're dealing with a brick and mortar business and carefully review all of the return and exchange policy information.
Now, why do you advise the part about make sure you're dealing with a brick and mortar business? What's the safety there?
Believe it or not, it's easy to spoof a website these days. And you could be thinking you're dealing with XYZ Shop when, in fact, it could be ABC Shop, and it's a spoofed website. So make sure that when you go to a particular website, it's actually who you think it is. And you can do this by going through Better Business Bureau's website and typing in the name of the retailer, and it pops up. You can click on that website. Or if you do happen to use an internet search, make sure you scroll up past the first three or four ads and make sure it's the actual website that you intend to use. And naturally, it's wise to keep all of the receipts from your purchases.
Okay. That's a bad habit of mine. Not keeping receipts.
Why is that?
I'm bad about keeping receipts. I guess I'm
lazy.
What
if they don't like your gift?
I've got my credit card statement. That's how I that's probably not too smart.
If you try to go back in January, the person tries to go back in January saying, I really didn't like this awful sweater I got from
right.
you, Mark.
I can give them the receipt. It's a lot easier than.
Exactly.
Yeah. Speaking of social media, how cautious should people be? I mean, should they believe everything they see on social
no.
media?
No, they shouldn't believe everything they see on social media. It really take the time to read the fine print on a website before you order something, before you place your order. You can always go to our website and read customer reviews and see what other people are saying about products and services, especially if you do need a particular service. Say, for example, you shove your turkey down the garbage disposal and you need to find somebody to unclog it. You can always go to our website to find a business that you can trust in order to come out and unclog your drain. If you are going out and getting ready to take advantage of those great deals on Black Friday, you know, Small Business Saturday, or even Cyber Monday, you can read more about the reviews about those particular businesses and see who you really want to deal with.
So, when it comes to shopping, just be cautious is what you're saying.
Big time, yes, absolutely. And take your time with it. It is a holiday season. You're supposed to have fun with it. It's not supposed to be stressful. At least that's what they tell us. And just make sure that you have the information that you need to make a wise purchasing decision. That's what Better Business Bureau is all about. We want to promote ethics in the marketplace, and we want to empower consumers to make those good decisions.
So you offer online reviews at BBB so people mm-hmm. can go in and look at that. I guess can you stress to me the importance, not just from the BBB, but any online review? I mean, is it important to read that stuff ahead of time?
It really is. And the difference that Better Business Bureau makes is that we do vet everything. We do make sure that we review all of the customer reviews before they're posted up there. And we do work with businesses. So if you do have a complaint, you do have a problem or a situation, we do try to work with consumers and businesses to come to a resolution.
Are we seeing more retailers backing off of Black Friday and opening on Thanksgiving Day? You were talking earlier, Michael, about the idea that if one opens 2 hours early, then it kind of spoils it for everybody else. Are we seeing more retailers though taking a stance and saying, I'm not going to engage in Black Friday or open on Thanksgiving, and not just as a social statement, perhaps, but as a way of gaining more customers who might say, oh, that stuff's crass. I don't want to participate in it myself.
We talked a little bit about that in the hallway.
All right. That's right. One way to try to get away from this race to the bottom, so to speak, is to come out and actually make an advertisement. I saw this last year, and I forget the retailer who said, we want our family to have the time off for Thanksgiving, just like we want you to have it off. And I think that creates a bit of a sentimental feeling in that customer's heart. And so when they decide, well, where am I going to shop? They might actually go to that retailer who has come out and said, we do care about our customers, and we also care about our workers as well.
Being off on Thanksgiving Day.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Do you have any numbers by chance, Michael, of retailers making a smaller percentage of sales during that last month of the year?
No, we see that November and December are the two biggest months for
biggest.
Retailers. They are absolutely the biggest month for these retailers. They rely on those sales to actually be profitable or to be black for the year.
So as far as things like Black Friday and Cyber Monday, these look like these are things that are here to stay.
They're absolutely here to stay. And in terms of the overall sales lift, a lot of the things they do is just shift the timing of their purchases, right? So we don't see an increase necessarily in the overall sales lift because you have a Cyber Monday or a Small Business Saturday. It's really altering the timing of when those things are being purchased.
Now, we have to talk about Giving Tuesday, too, because you've got four things in a row that come that same weekend.
So if you haven't spent all of your money on Friday, Saturday, or Monday.
Now's the time where your charities are asking you to stand up and help them out.
Absolutely. And nationally, I believe one-third of charities make most of their budget during Giving Tuesday. This is a national campaign. It started, I believe, back in 2012. And it's a way to remember that this is the holiday season. It is a time to be charitable and to be giving, but it's also a great time for fraudsters to step up to the plate as well. But that point aside, it is also a great time for people to research to see where their money is going. And we've got great information on give.org, and we have great information on bbb.org. You can look up any charity, and it will bring up a report exactly how those dollars are spent.
So, Sandra, are there certain things that are red flags you should watch out for with
charities? Yeah, there's a lot of sound-alike charities. There's a lot of people out there. Not a lot of people, but I mean, there are potential for fraudsters to step up and kind of mask what they're really using the dollars for. And they'll come in the form of a postcard. They may come in as a phishing email. It may even just come as a phone call where they may say they're with one organization, but it sounds awfully familiar or awfully similar to another charity that you may be associated with. And what we typically recommend people do is say, well, that's great. Why don't you go ahead and send me some information? And they may pressure you a lot over the phone to give right away. And you don't have to give right away. Your donation tomorrow is just as good as it is today.
So I guess the best bet is to make sure you're dealing with charities you know.
Absolutely. And you can go to bbb.org. You can put in the number or the name of the charity, and you can look them up. You can see if they are, in fact, the charity you thought they were, or you can see if they weren't the charity you thought they were.
So I think Giving Tuesday is the newest of the group, isn't it?
Yeah. It was, I want to say it was started, again, about 2012. I want to say 2012. I don't have my notes in front
so
of
it's,
me. It's fairly new.
It's the baby of the group.
It really is. But it's a way to promote giving and supporting local charities that do a lot in the greater Cincinnati, or actually across the area as well, across the United States.
And what are the websites again where people can check out a charity?
You can go check out a charity at give.org, or you can go to bbb.org.
Okay. Well, Michael and Sandra, thank you very much for joining us this afternoon.
You're welcome.
Economics professor and academic director for the Masters in Applied Economics at the University of Cincinnati, Michael Jones, and Cincinnati BBB Community Outreach Specialist Sandra Guile.